the arts collection of Emil Freund, a Prague Jewish lawyer who was murdered by the Nazis during the Holocaust, will return to his heirs in the United States. After the Jewish Museum in Prague traced Emil Freund's relatives in 2001, it took them 7 long years to clear the way for restitution. But part of the collection is to stay in the Czech Republic. The Czech authorities declared some of the paintings as part of the nation's heritage, which means that they cannot leave the country. Jan Richter has the details.
The Jewish Museum in Prague is about to return a modern art collection stolen by the Nazis during the Holocaust to the descendants of the original owner. The artworks were collected by Prague Jewish lawyer Emil Freund, who was deported to Poland by the Nazis in 1941 and died in the Lodz ghetto a year later. The heir to the 32 paintings, Mr. Freund's great-great-nephew, who was traced by the museum, would not be entitled to the art pieces under Czech law, but the director of the Jewish Museum in Prague, Leo Pavlát, says that where possible, all stolen property must be returned.
As a Jewish institution, we feel duty to deal absolutely correctly with all possible owners or children of those who could be entitled in acquiring objects stolen by the Nazis during the war. So, of course, we wouldn't like to keep anything which doesn't belong to us, and that's why we do all in our power to ascertain possible legal owners of these objects we have in our collection.
The Jewish Museum's curator Michaela Hajková, who initiated the search for Emil Freund's relatives, says that besides the value of the individual paintings, the art collection is also precious in that it shows what kind of art people collected before the Second World War.
We cannot really tell when was it assembled, but we presuppose that it was assembled by Dr. Emil Freund before the war, or between the wars, to be exact. In the collection, we can find representatives of Czech modern art, classical modern art, and also French modern art, to mention but a few. There is a Signac painting that is one of the two, in fact, pointillist paintings in public collections in the Czech Republic today.
The 32 paintings to be returned to Emil Freund's heirs are only a fragment of the original collection. Mr. Freund's entire property was confiscated, and only some of the paintings in his possession were handpicked for the wartime Nazi-controlled Jewish Museum in Prague.
In 1942 or 1943, Dr. Polak and Dr. Hanna Volavková, who were Jewish scholars working for the Central Jewish Museum by that time, were able to select some art for the collection of that museum that was obviously not open to the public, and it was meant to be used for the Nazi propaganda reasons.
In the 1950s, the paintings were transferred into the National Gallery, where they remained until 2000. Just months before they were to be returned to the Jewish Museum in Prague, however, 13 of the 32 paintings were declared part of the country's national heritage by the Czech Culture Ministry. That means, among other things, that the 13 paintings in question cannot be sold or even taken out of the country without the ministry's approval. The director of the Jewish Museum in Prague, Leo Pavlát, believes this was a calculated decision.
I think it's absolutely unfortunate, because I think that once objects confiscated by the Nazis have their owners, these objects should be given back in any case and without any restriction. So that's why we protested in a legal way against the decision to declare paintings. You are talking about cultural assets of the Czech Republic. Even we sued Ministry of Culture, but we failed, and so now we cannot change decision of Czech legislation.
The heirs of Dr. Emil Freund are expected to collect their heritage by the end of the year. Meanwhile, the Culture Ministry has offered to buy the 13 paintings protected as cultural monuments, reportedly at a fair price.
Jan Richter with that.